Thanks, Agi. A good morning to you all. Hyvää huomenta in Finnish. My name is Tuija Koponen. I'm the head of international office here, and I would like to welcome you to the University of Jyväskylä and to this orientation program. Tervetuloa Jyväskylän yliopistoon in Finnish. You know, in January 21, when we organized a very first fully online orientation program for exchange students who had arrived to Jyväskylä, we were thinking that surely this will be the first and the last, that surely next time we will be able to welcome the cohort of exchange students for autumn term face to face on our beautiful campus. Little did we know, the Delta virus took us all by surprise, I think. As you may have heard, the university management was considering for a long time the possibility that we wouldn't receive any exchange students to the campus to autumn term because of the very alarming news that we received of Delta virus spreading here and there. But I'm really happy that the university management accepted our proposal to accept a small number of exchange students on campus. The sad thing was that we had to disappoint 2/3 of the exchange students that had applied to us. But still, I'm very happy to be able to welcome you all. So you are exchange students during an exceptional time. And this means that we also accept and sort of expect and hope for very exceptional responsibility and patience from you now that you are here. We cannot allow you to rush into activities. We cannot organize social gatherings and meetings on campus right away. So you have to be patient first during these first days. As we all know, even though some of you have received a full set of vaccinations, it does not prevent you from transmitting the virus if you have got it during your trip to Jyväskylä. And I'm sad to tell you that we already have learned about a couple of incidences, a couple of students who have received a COVID-19 positive test result during their traveling to Finland and to Jyväskylä. Why am I saying this? I don't want to scare you, but I want to say that we are not just talking and warning. This is real. So we all have to be very responsible and take care of ourselves and each other. I'm really not exaggerating when I say that the way this autumn term will turn out for you largely depends on you yourselves and how you act here. Of course, us all and the whole student community here. But please remember that the physical distancing that we are asking from you during these first days, it does not mean that you are cut off from the university community, that you would be cut off from your tutors and peer students and us. So there's a lot of support and information and activities taking place online. So please take use of all that. And when the restrictions are hopefully lifted during this autumn term, more and more activities will be arranged here on campus and face to face. However, I'm happy to say that there's one thing that I can recommend to everybody right away. Take use of the fresh, lovely, fresh and chilly, perhaps to you, to us, fresh and lovely Lakeland nature, which is around you. I know that many Finns, even those who are not outdoors people, have learned to enjoy the nature during this pandemic time. So I hope you do too. Go to a walk to the forest or lake shores and enjoy the nature and take strength from the nature. I will not take more of your time now. I know that my colleagues have a lot of important and crucial crucial information for you. So I will just say one more important thing. Please keep contact to your family and your loved ones back in home. Let them know that you are okay. It's more important than ever during these times. I know that they worry for you. So please let them know. Please keep contact also to them. In spite of all these warnings and a bit grim things, I really hope that you have a rewarding time here in Jyväskylä, and I'm sure of it. So we will beat this pandemic together by acting responsibly. Enjoy Jyväskylä. Have a good time here. Thank you.
Thank you, Tuija, for your welcoming words. And now we are in the during the stage. We have received some more students to the Zoom, so we start to have quite many people here, which is great. Next, the international office would like to introduce themselves. After which, we would like to hear a bit about you. We would like to get to know you a bit as well. So we will have a small activity for you. And after that, we will have some basic practical information that we would like to share with you still in this session before we move on to the other sessions and a more specific subject. But I can maybe get started with the introduction. And my name is Agnes Storcic, and I work in the international office as an international coordinator. And I'm responsible for the Erasmus Plus Global, and the Nordlys students. And I would like to welcome you all to the University of Jyväskylä.
Maybe I can go next. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this orientation from my behalf as well. My name is Ville Härsilä, and I work at the Student Union as a specialist in international affairs and development cooperation. And probably the most important thing to know about my work is that I coordinate international tutoring, and I also advocate for the interests of the international students. Thank you.
I can go next. So hi all, I'm Tiina Savela. I work as an international coordinator at the international office. I'm in charge of our bilateral students, our faculty level bilateral students, and also our other grant recipient students. So if you are here through one of these programs, you're one of my students, and you're welcome to contact me with any questions you may have during the semester. And as our former trainee and also a former international tutor, Mika, once said, please remember there are no stupid questions. And I will try not to give you stupid answers. So hopefully I will be able to see you in person as well later during the semester. Enjoy your stay here in Jyväskylä. See you.
Hello, everyone. Maybe I will go next. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work at the International Office as an international coordinator. For most of you exchange students currently, I'm pretty useless since I mainly take care of outgoing students at the moment, but I am the ICEP coordinator. So for those ICEP students out there, I'm your coordinator, and I'll be happy to answer to any questions you have. So please feel free to get in touch with me if you have any questions. But for everyone else, welcome to Jyväskylä. Enjoy the orientation, stay safe, and hopefully we'll be able to see each other later in the semester when things hopefully will get safer, and hopefully that will allow us to get back to normal or something close to normal.
Okay, maybe I can go next. So hello, everyone. I'm Elisa Pratesi.
I am an international affairs assistant at the international office. I mostly help with incoming Erasmus students, and I manage the international office exchange email. So I've probably messaged with quite a few of you. And welcome, everyone.
Okay, oh, so I will go as the last one. I'm a trainee at the international office, so I will be responsible for the international office email address that many of you have already sent emails to. And in normal times, I would also welcome you here at the info desk and in the international office building. But right now, as the office is closed, I will only be responding to emails. But welcome to Jyväskylän. Hope you'll have an enjoyable time here.
Thank you all. I think now we can go to the point where we would like to hear from you. And I think this is Ville's session.
Yeah, I can take it from here. So we have a little interactive session to start with, now I'd like to ask you all to go to this Mentimeter.com and use the following code you can see on the screen to enter our little interactive session. So go to this website and then put this code and you can enter an interactive session where we have three questions for all of you, some interesting stuff we would like to know about you and to get to know you a little bit more.
Do you want me to stop sharing?
Yes, I can share my screen. Let's see. And yes. The first question we have here is, what country are you from? So this is really, really interesting for us to get to know a little bit about you and where are you from and where are you coming from? Germany, I see, is in the middle. So the countries in the middle are the most popular ones or the most where you are coming from. A lot of European countries, but also some other countries outside Europe. So I can see Hong Kong here and also United States. But it seems quite many of you are coming from Germany. Okay, maybe most of you have already answered this one. So let's go to the next question. On a scale from 1 to 5, how excited are you to start your exchange? And if you answer 1, then you are not excited. And if you answer 5, you are very excited. So let's see where how this scale looks like. Okay, most of the answers and the most popular one is the very excited. So it's really, really good to hear that despite everything that is going on in the world at the moment, you're still very excited for your exchange. And that is really, really good news. And I also believe that you're going to have a very, very good experience while staying here in Finland. All right, let's move to the last question. What are the two things you are most looking forward to in your exchange, during your exchange. So maybe some stuff you have heard about of Finland, and that you are looking forward to now that you are here or getting here. Skiing, yes. Snow, traveling, new friends. These are all things I'm very, very confident that you will actually get to experience and explore here in Finland during your stay. So these are very, very realistic things to look forward to. Meeting new people is the most popular one. That is something you will get to meet a lot of new students, international students, and hopefully also some local Finnish students. And what a great opportunity to get to know more new people. Nature is a big one as well. Also it's snow, so let's hope the upcoming winter is a very, very snowy one. So you will get to go and explore different kind of hobbies like skiing and ice skating and stuff like that. Yeah. I think we are good to continue. Thank you everyone for your responses. It's really, really great to hear all this from you. I will stop sharing my screen now.
All right. All right. Thanks, Villa, for this. And it was really nice to see your answers. And especially the last one is always very nice to hear about what are the things that you're looking forward to. And as Villa said, there were so many things that you can definitely do. There were so many nature-related things that you can definitely do. And of course, getting to know people, that's something that we can guarantee that surely you will get to know a lot of other international students and also Finnish students. But now that's behind, let's just go through a bit of the technical guidelines for the orientation. So this applies to this session and also for the other sessions, unless the speaker says something else to you. So please keep your camera off and your mic muted. Most of the times there will be a lot of students attending these Zoom sessions, so it will be quite crowded. So let's make sure that the speaker's voice can be heard, so there are no background noises coming from you. If you would like to have a question, if you want to ask a question, please use the chat. There will be always someone following the chat, and maybe they will be able to answer to your questions right then, or then maybe your questions will be asked in the end of the session from the speaker. The sessions are recorded, so please be aware of that, and the recordings will be uploaded online, so you can also get back to these sessions later if you would like to remind yourself about some details. And also the PowerPoint materials will be uploaded online, so there will be both the PowerPoint and then the video format that you can access. And now a bit about the orientation program. So as you know, we start today. This is the first session, and we will continue until the end of the week, until Friday. So every day we have different kind of sessions going on, introducing you different topics that you will find useful for living and studying here. The program can be found online, and I would like to emphasize that you should always check the program for the exchange students. You are exchange students. There is another program for degree students, and sometimes you guys will be sitting or following the same sessions, but sometimes you're going to get a bit different kind of information. So it's important that you are following the information that is meant for you. And on Thursday afternoon, you will all divide into smaller groups, because then you will hear from your own faculty or your department. So there will be the faculty or department specific information kept in Thursday afternoon. The schedule is a bit different, and all of you will have different Zoom links, and you can find the links from the orientation program on our website. And now I will have to take the opportunity to talk about the current situation, and I will go through this topic from many different kind of points of views. So the first thing that I wanted to mention is about your individual responsibility, something that Tuija has already referred to. We do work very hard to ensure you a safe living and studying environment. But it's a fact that your exchange period will be very unconventional due to the pandemic, even if you are fully vaccinated. I cannot emphasize it enough that all the measurements, all the instructions apply also to those people who have the full course of vaccinations. And we would like to ask you to be considerate of others, because your actions have impact on them. We know that you are excited. We have just seen that most of you are very excited about this exchange. And we also know that many of you come from countries where the situation is very different from Finland. Some of you maybe come from countries where the coronavirus situation is already very, very good, that you can live very free life without restrictions. And then some of you might be coming from countries where the situation is worse in Finland, and then now you feel that now you are in Finland and you can be more free. For both of you, I would like to emphasize that the situation here in Finland is still not over. It's actually right now going to the worst direction. And it's really, really important that you all follow the instructions that we give you, that you read the instruction that we provide you, and you follow them, regardless of your situation and regardless how things were in your home country and what kind of rules and regulations you have in your home country. Sometimes you might even find that the regulations that you had in your home country or country of residence are actually contradictory to the ones that we have. But it's very important that while you are staying here in Finland on your exchange, you follow the Finnish regulations. And we all have the personal responsibility to ensure a safe environment for yourselves, for your flatmates that you live with. You don't know what are their background. Are they risk group? Do they have vaccinations? What is their situation? And also other university students and staff, and all the residents of Jyväskylä. It is a small town, after all. So your actions, our actions, have impact on the whole town. And you are expected to behave responsibly, not because someone is watching you or you will be punished if you don't, but because it is the right thing to do. So one big difference that you might notice is that in Finland, we haven't introduced many new laws to regulate the situations. So maybe in your home country or from somewhere else, you are familiar with that kind of actions, that if you don't wear a mask, you will be fined. If you don't do this, you will be fined, or there can be other kind of punishments. In Finland, there are no police patrolling and checking your masks. People use their mask because that provides safety for people, and that is the right thing to do. And we ask you to do also the same. So even though we won't be patrolling you, we really, really expect you to follow these regulations. And it is your obligation to keep yourself up to date about the situation in Finland. We have a page that we created for you guys, information for incoming exchange students, that we have linked to you already many times. And we keep that page updated, and we link there also all the relevant, all the important sites that you need to read regularly. we will let you know if there are big changes. But in the end of the day, it is your responsibility to be up to date about what is going on in Finland. A bit about the arrival to Finland for the different student groups, because as I refer to it, you are coming from very different backgrounds, so there are not there are no regulations or instructions that fit to all of you. So the easiest situation is when you are coming from a low risk country. In that case, you didn't need to have a certificate, or some of you are still coming, so it might be still relevant for you. So no certificate or COVID-19 test is required. But also for those of you guys who come from low-risk countries, you have to maintain the safety distance and use a face mask. And of course, if you have COVID-19 symptoms before, during, or after your travels, you need to get tested. And you have to then, of course, avoid contact to others until you receive a negative test result. And at the moment, and I emphasize at the moment, because these listings change, but at the moment, the low-risk countries are the list that I've put there. So extremely short list. So if you are not from one of these countries, you are coming from a high-risk country. And there are different regulations, again, applying for you in this case. If you're coming from a high-risk country, you must present certificates related to COVID-19 disease and or take a compulsory coronavirus test. And if you have a certificate of an approved full course COVID-19 vaccination or a laboratory confirmation of having been infected with COVID-19 within the past 6 months, then you don't need to take a test. A COVID-19 test after arrival. Then if you have a certificate of having tested negative for the coronavirus no more than 72 hours before arrival, or you have a certificate of having received the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine course at least 14 days before arrival to Finland, you will be referred to a mandatory test within 3 to 5 days after arrival in Finland. So there's already a group here who have to take a test. This is mandatory. And if you're arriving from a high-risk country, and if you do not have any of the above-mentioned certificates, you will be referred to a COVID-19 test at the point of entry to the country and within 3 to 5 days of arrival in Finland. So in this case, you will need to take 2 tests. And both of the tests are mandatory again. And if you refuse to take a mandatory COVID-19 test, you may be fined. So how do you book a test? You will need to book your test yourself. And we have been informing you about the Finentry service. So hopefully many of you are using the Finentry service and that you have been able to book a test through that that service. So that's option number one, and we highly recommend to primarily use Finentry. If for some reason you are not able to book a test through Finentry, you can call the Jyväskylä Coronary Helpline. There's the number, and you can book a test through that phone number. However, sometimes that number is also very busy. In that case, you can call your local healthcare center in Jyväskylä. And what is your local healthcare center depends on where your housing is located. In this case, you can turn to your tutor for help to help find which is your local healthcare center and to be able to call there. And COVID-19 testing after arrival to Finland, so both tests are free of charge. And testing is also free of charge in Finland anytime if you have symptoms and you need to go to get a test. And many of you will be then now required to distance yourself or avoid contact from others. And you are always required to distance yourself from others when you are waiting to be tested. So if you got an appointment and you are waiting for your appointment, test appointment, you need to do distancing. You also need to do distancing when you're waiting for the result. So you have taken the test, but now you're waiting for the result. That's also a time when you need to avoid contact from others. And of course, if you take two tests, you have to also avoid contact between the two tests. So for some of you, this avoiding contact period could be even up to 10, 12 days if you are required to take two tests in Finland. Please order your groceries online. We have provided information in the on our webpage in the information for exchange students how to do it, their step-by-step guide. And of course, your tutors are very happy to help you. So please order your groceries online, and I recommend you to order a lot so you have a bit of storage. So if there may be some surprises, maybe you are exposed to the coronavirus, maybe you test positive, then you readily have some food at least with you at home. And with the rest, we will help you out. We will contact your tutor, for example, and can bring you food to your door in case. But make sure that you do have a bit of storage. And also avoid, of course, meeting people and stay home. Do not come to the campus. Do not go to or have home parties or dinners or anything like that. What to do if you have COVID-19 related symptoms? Please do get tested immediately. As I mentioned, testing is free of charge. And if you have COVID-19, you are required to isolate, and health officials will contact you. They will call you and they will give you instructions. And also, if you were exposed to COVID-19, you are required to quarantine. And also in that case, health officials will contact you. So in Finland, the way how we do it is that if someone gets a positive test result, health officials will contact them and they ask them who they have met with. And they will look at the situation, estimate who have the chance to be exposed to the virus, and then they will contact these people and they will be also asked to quarantine. And the quarantine and isolations are not voluntary, and breaking them is legally punishable act. So in those cases, you really must not leave your home. And a bit of it then about Jyväskylä. What is the situation in Jyväskylä? Jyväskylä is currently in the spreading phase of the pandemic. In Finland, we use a couple of different terms to describe the phases. We have three phases, and the spreading phase is the last one. So this is now kind of the worst situation. And it is measured from the point of view of the capacity of the healthcare facilities and traceability of the infection chains. So there's no reason to panic or change your mind about your exchange at the moment. It doesn't mean that we are in a really bad situation, but we are in a serious situation where if things escalate, for example, there can be some challenges to the capacity of the healthcare facilities. So it is indeed important that we all do our share now so things don't get worse. Safety on campus. As mentioned, instructions to be followed by everyone and no exception for fully vaccinated students or staff either. Come to campus only when you are healthy. Remember to wash your hands and keep safety distances. Use a mask. Masks are provided at campus as well and by the teachers. The university follows the infection situation in Jyväskylä and specify instructions when necessary. So again, some updates are always expected as the situation changes in Jyväskylä. Also the university updates its instructions. And please always do follow the valid regulations of Finnish authorities. And below is a link to the university website that is meant for all students. So this is not our page that we compiled for specifically for you exchange students, but this is the page that the university compiled for its students. So it's more general. And very important that please also do avoid unnecessary risks also during your free time. And a word about getting vaccinated, because probably not all of you have the full course of vaccination, and probably you are interested a bit whether you can get vaccinated in Finland. Yes, you can, and it's free of charge. If you have received your first dose already, information on it will be required, so you will need to provide some kind of certificate on your first dose. We need to know, or not we, but the healthcare officials, we need to know that what kind of vaccination you received and when. And you won't be able to get vaccinated if you have had the virus within 6 months. And we will send you more details. We will tell you what you will need for getting vaccinated and how you actually book a time for yourself. So more about it will follow by email. And and then I give the word finally to Ville. Yeah. And enough about COVID, I guess, for a second.
For now, for the time being. Thank you, Agi. A little bit about student cards. So exchange, the membership of the student union is voluntary but comes highly recommended for exchange students. And if you're a member, you are eligible to get a student card. And with the student card, you can get multiple different services and benefits, discounts, and so forth. So it's very, very good to have. If you haven't joined the student union yet, no worries. For exchange students, there's no deadline. But when you become a member and you pay the membership fee, remember to send the payment receipt to the student services. So this is a really important part of the step in getting a student card. And some of you maybe have already tried to use the student card. It is good to know that the student card functions or starts to function from the beginning of your study, right? And for those students who have already started their studies from the beginning of August, and those who are studying in August language courses, your validity has already started. And for the rest of you, it's going to start today. So if you have already tried using your student card with no results, you can probably try again. If it functions, it should function now because your study right has now begun. There are different options when it comes to student cards. So we have different student cards available. And the one we recommend the most is this digital student card, which you can download from any of the app stores. And this app is called Frank App. It's free of charge. And if you want to have an international student identity card function in your own student card, you can also get that feature for 4 euros per year. There are also other options. So there are plastic student cards without a payment feature and student card with a payment feature, but we don't necessarily recommend these, or some of these are not even available for exchange students, like the student card with payment feature, due to it requiring some Finnish documents. But you can find more information about these cards from the university's website, and you can order a student card from Frank's website. So that is also good to check out. In order to receive your JYU username and password, you need to be identified, and there is a strong identification process that is required from all of you. You are asked to identify yourself electronically via the SigniCat system, and most likely all of you have already done this phase, but if you haven't, there is an email you have all received, and for this purpose, please check the email to identify yourself. And if go ahead. Yeah, Aki.
Maybe I can give a bit more information about it, some details. So if the identification was unsuccessful, you were asked to contact identification at jyu.fi email address and set up an online video identification. I think almost all of you have the username and or the JYU user account already, but if there are some of you who still don't have it, please check the invitation link to the SigniCat identification process first. Try it first. If it doesn't work, these are your options. You can contact identification at jyu.fi. If you are, for example, still not in Jyväskylä or you have to do distancing, and you can then opt for this option. If you are already here and you don't need to do any distancing, you can also visit the service desk of the digital services, and you can have a kind of a face-to-face identification. However, please note that our digital services service desk is moving as well as a lot of other units of the university, because our main library has just gotten ready. It has been renovated and its opening is next week. So a lot of units are moving now to that building. So if you are now here and you have these kind of problems that you need to get identified in L building in the main campus, you can find a service desk still today and tomorrow, after which they pack up and start moving. And from next week on, they are found in Lehda building in the main library. So that kind of a small complication still that you have to make sure where the service desk is located at the moment when you need them. But this is then relevant for all of you. So once you have actually received your JYU user account, there are a couple of things you have to do. You have to log in to the following link and go to your personal information management, and you need to accept the IT usage policy. You have to change your password, fill in contact information if it's missing, and select your default email. And we highly recommend that you use the JYU ISA mail, because it's required anyways by some of the JYU services. And then you can activate also the Microsoft Office services from the services page. And of course, make sure that you in the end save all the changes. And if you do not change your password and your default email, you won't be having access to the JYU Digital Services, and your user account will be locked. So do go to this page and do the necessary steps, because after some time, your account will be locked if you don't do this. And of course, it can be reopened. But in the beginning of the year, when some of you, or I guess many of you, will also doing a hybrid or online mode of studying, and of course, you have to also register to courses, you really definitely need your JYU user account to access these services. And after activating the account, after having done those steps, there is some delay before you can log into the study data system, SISU, and register for courses. So please keep that in mind. And if you have any questions or problems related to your user account, you can also contact the digital services via email.
Maybe I can take this slide. Every and each of you were assigned a student tutor, and tutors have some main tasks that include contacting students via email, advising students about and helping with practical issues, helping in getting familiar with the university life and practices. Tutors are here for you, and they are also students, which is good to remember. They can help with arrival services, fetching keys to your student accommodation if you live in Soihtu or Koas apartments. They also are usually the first person you can contact if you have any questions related to your university and student life. So when you are getting a student card or when you are registering for courses and so forth, students are also always the good people to contact first. Please do not meet your tutors if you are in quarantine or doing a voluntary distancing. So this is really important. Keep this in mind. And always turn to your tutor bravely with any questions that you have. And by now, our tutors should have contacted you already. But if you haven't received any email from your tutor, please let us know. But before that, check your spam filter in your email, just in case, because in some cases we have heard that tutors' email have, for some reason, went to this spam folder. So please check that before sending us an email. If you have received an email from your tutor but you haven't replied to it yet, please do that as soon as you can, because our tutors don't have access to the university's arrival information that the university has gathered. So it's really, really important that you let your tutor know of your travel plans when you are arriving and what is your schedule and so forth, where you live, etc. This is really important information so that the tutor can help you with any practical matters. So the student tutors can help you with course registration, but if you have any study-related issues, like what courses you want to take or should take, and whether you should do this course instead of that, in those cases, please contact your faculty-level international coordinator, because we haven't trained our tutors to answer course-related questions. And as I said, if you encounter any problems in our tutoring system or you haven't been contacted by your tutor yet, please let me know. You can see my email address there. Here you can see a small map of our three campuses, and you can also find this from our website. So most of the buildings use different like codes and different letters. And when registering for courses and looking and trying to find where your courses take place, it can be a little difficult to understand what these all letters, what places each letters mean. So please do check this map out to find where your courses are taking place, if they are taking place in our campus. And you can also see restaurant logos over there. So we have many restaurants in our campus area and other sites and activities as well. So these maps are really, really useful. And there is also a list of our student cafeterias, and in these student cafeterias you can also get a discount in meals if you have a student card. So all restaurants are located in three campuses, and also if you live in Kortepohja, our student village, there is also a restaurant in there called Rentukka. And you can find more information about our restaurants in their websites. There are certain discounts you can get before you have a student card. So if you haven't yet joined become a member of our student union and you are already looking to get some discounts, you can get some certain discounts with a certificate of registration for a limited amount of time. And you can download this from JYBAR. We will send the link later on. And also, if you are not looking to join the student union, but you're still interested in getting discounts in student cafeterias, you can get a Kela meal subsidy card. And if you're interested in getting one of these cards, you can contact the international office. If you don't have a student card yet and you wish to travel, you can use buses for Onnibus. They don't require a student card. For Matkahuolto, they need a student card, and that is a Matkahuolto student card, which you can get basically filling a form in their website. But in addition to that, you also need a certificate for the card from Student Services. And if you're looking to travel by train, you can get a temporary certificate of student status for VR. And also for that, you are going to need a certificate which you can get from Student Services.
I can maybe take it from here again. So there were the most important practicalities now with about the opening ceremony. It's going to take place on Wednesday, 1st of September, and it's going to be organized mainly online. And there's information on it on our website, and the links will be there. And you're really most welcome to join these ceremonies if you have time next Wednesday. And then I think some of you need a signature from us for different reasons. So if you need a signature to your certificate of arrival, if your home university asked you to get a signature on it, then please send it to the international office to the following email address, because please note that the international office is not open yet. We are only open by appointment, and most of the things we are still trying to take care of via email. So if you just need a signature, please send us your form. We will fill out a sign and send it back to you. And if you need a signature to your learning agreement, then you will need to turn to your faculty level coordinator. So please then reach out to your own faculty level coordinator and ask for her signature. And if you have any questions to us, once more, there is our general email address, the international office email address. You can find a list of faculty level coordinators under that link, and you can then contact your own one. And then the student union's general email address is also listed there. That was all that we wish to share with you right now in this first session. And now I would like to ask if there is any questions that we should answer to. So Elisa or Katri, is there something that you haven't had time to answer to and you would like to ask now?
Well, there is a question about the certificate of arrival, I presume, that is if students can download it somewhere if their home university has not issued any. And I don't know if we can answer that right now, but I believe that we can also issue an electronic certificate of arrival if necessary. And I would say send an email to the international office address and we will then send it to you. And then someone also asked how to contact faculty coordinators. I will add the link with all the contact info in the chat. But I think that's all.
Very good. Yes. Thank you, guys. And now we will, in a couple of minutes, start with our next session. One of the most important sessions of this whole orientation, it will be about academic practices. So you will hear about how it is university and in Finland student study and how to register for courses and all these things that you need to know. You have a couple of minutes to stretch maybe or to get some coffee, and at 5:30, so really just a couple of minutes from now, we get started with the next session.